The wind started to swirl, filling my ears, and it took me a moment to realize I was walking alone. I turned, and my mom was down the block, half hidden in the snowy dark between street lamps. A man in a coat stood beside her, shaking his arms to emphasize whatever he was saying. The hairs on my neck rose, prickled like ants swarming across my collar. Slowly, I started back to see what was going on. The thing is, I knew right away the guy was mugging her. I knew it, but I tried to tell myself different. My mom's sack of groceries was in a clump by her yellow sneakers. Her thin garden gloves were cast in the snow beside the bag like two bobbing cans twirling down the Jones Falls. She had a bug-eyed look on her face as she searched madly for something in her coat pockets. "Mom," I called as I got closer. "Who's he?" She jerked around. "Just a friend," she said in a shaky voice that seemed more like a bird whistle. I got closer and closer, continuing to drag my bag behind me. From a pocket inside her coat, my mom located some money and gave it to the man. "You told me you only had $5, I said in a trembling voice. The guy in the jacket twisted his head around and glowered at me. He was wild-looking and burning angry. Steam floated above his shoulders. Slabs of hair were plastered like sopping dishcloths to his ugly, cratered face. Glassy sweat rolled into his eyes and made him blink. The sweat even dripped off his nose. When the stony trees shook, spots of fiery light moved across him. That's when I spotted the little gun he was holding, so small it looked like a silver toy. He had it pointed in my direction. "Shut up," he hissed. My hand released my sack of groceries, and like my mom's, it slithered in the rolling breeze. I tried to yell, but I couldn't. Instead, I stared at the man, wobbled, dropped to my knees, and collapsed in the cold snow. Like a fish on ice, I stared up silently and took everything in. A slow-motion event that etched itself onto the film of my brain. The mugger turned back to my mom, reached over, and tore her watch, which was always needing batteries, right off her skinny wrist. He yelled at her, his mouth so big and wide it looked like a cartoon, but she didn't have anything else to give him. Squatting, he searched our groceries, pulling out the colorful packages of Duplex cookies. He tucked them under an arm, sprang up, and crashed into my mom with his shoulder, running right through her and down the middle of the road towards St. Paul Street. When the guy turned the corner, my mom called for help. She crawled over to where I was laying on my side and kept calling, her shaking voice ringing in my ears.